in there, and they would tear the ceiling apart, and the owner would get crazy on me, and everyone would be swearing and wanting to kill me, and then I would book them again, and I just repeat the cycle. Whatever, it's rock and roll. Ian, I hope you feel better, sir. I heard that you had a mishap with the old ticker when you were working on some sidewalk maintenance or shoveling, as the story goes, and I'm so happy that everyone rallied around you and helped you out in your time of need. So I put together this set of music of the Letdowns. I hope you're feeling better and you're on the mend. In this set, you will hear The North, Sonic Youth, but Three from the Letdowns. Again, here we go, running back to you and What We Salvage, all on Steel City Music. Get better, Ian.
What we leave and what we take, it's what vision or possibility in his hand. Through all this haze, I'm running back to you. Another endless maze, I'm running back to you. To settle all those scores, I'm running back to you. Still need one chance more, I'm running back to you. Jennifer, another Jenny and a Benny Blee. Remember nights when we would play so fucked up I couldn't see. But you were standing right there beside me. Through all this haze, I'm running back to you. Another and last phase, I'm running back to you. You settled all those scores, I'm running back to you. Still need one chance more.
What'll it be?
Everything.
What do you mean?
Long in the short places, short in the long places. It should be from both the future and the past. Something a child would do to a doll.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
We'll be right back.
Big epic track right there. Welcome to the North. You're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here. In this next set of music, which will actually close out this portion, this hour of the show, I put together a somewhat 90s set. Yeah, well, somewhat 90s. Yeah, the bulk of it is 90s. Also an interview with the Hold Steady as well. So in this set, you're going to hear Manic Street Preachers, If You Tolerate This, a great track. The Connells, Slackjawed, one of my favorite tunes from back in the day. Just amazing. Love that band. Not a Surf, of course, High Speed Soul. And if you ever listen to Steel City Music over the last year and a half or ever listen to me on the air, the odd time, I will throw in a Not a Surf track now and then. I just like them that much. But I also, on last week's show, I was doing a bunch of internet surfing on interviews, that sort of stuff. I love interviews with bands, good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. I just love the band's reaction to the questions, the interviewers. If they're too serious, it's even better. If they're flustered, it's great. I love it when the interviewer loads up a question, fleshes it all out. And then then whoever's being interviewed goes, yeah, whatever. It's just like, it sends me to the moon in laughter, just because I've been a part of all of those scenarios where it's, you're interviewing, supposed to be a very important person or someone who's iconic in music and they don't care. They just don't care about anything. They don't want to answer anything. It's just, it's the best. And you're just like, mm-hmm, and I somehow have to stretch this out for how many minutes? and it's even better when bands are, in my situation, and others go through it, when they want to be interviewed, and it's just like, oh, man, it's really important that we get interviewed, and we got to help push this. Can you help us push our single? And then this has happened to me over the years. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I do the interview, and it's just like, I got nothing. They don't say anything during the interview. I'm like, this really can't be important. Because no one wants to hear me talk in an interview. No one does. How many times do you want to sit there and just listen to someone, the interviewer, aside from me, because I just think it's funny. You want to hear whoever's being interviewed. You want to hear what they have to say. When Dave Grohl gets interviewed, I want to hear Dave Grohl. I want to hear the stories. I want to hear the goofiness. I want to hear all of that stuff. I don't want to hear the interviewer. So, like, I want to hear the people talk. Like, let's go, yada, 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 right? I mean, that's how the listener perceives it. I don't know. It was something that I learned a long time ago, and it kind of stuck with me. So last week's show, I did a whole bunch of that. And on this week's show, I had a couple interviews carry over. I did the Urge Overkill one from earlier today. And this one here that's going to kick things off is the Hold Steady, this great little Jersey band. The interview is called The Hold Steady on Springsteen. And I think that's kind of appropriate since given the sound of the band and influence and all the other fun things. So check it out here on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
The first concert was Styx on the Killer I Was Here tour. It was really corny looking back on it, but at the time it was really cool. I wanted to go to a rock concert, and they were a big band at the time, and it was something like connected to my report card. Like it was like my dad would take me if I got all A's or something. It was some sort of negotiation. So he took me and two friends, and I remember the girl next to us was really pretty. She was like 16, and she brought a bottle of peppermint schnapps in, and she drank the whole thing, and then she like screamed for a while, but then at intermission the paramedics had to come and wheel her out, and I was like, God, that's what I'm rock and roll, that's for me. School got me through things. A lot of stuff like that era punk rock, Husker Du, Zen Arcade record, but also Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run and Darkness on the Edge of Town. All the Bob Dylan songs, just because their density made you feel like there's this whole world out there. The Clash, Lost in the Supermarket, what does Mick Jones say in that? You know, we had a hedge back home in the suburbs over which we can never see. I think that a lot of music at that age, especially in adolescence, allows you to understand that there's this whole world out there that's beyond whatever you're allowed to participate in, you know, at 12 years old or whatever. So I think that that was those records that made me, even the Clash being from England, I didn't understand everything they said, like maybe 999 or Sten Guns in Knightsbridge Hall. I don't know what that is or what it means. I still don't. But you felt like there's this big world out there and there's so much potential and opportunity. Back in November 1999, my old band Lifter Puller played a show and Joe Strummer came by and we met him, and he had an incredible just force, kind of more than almost anyone I've ever met, sort of a superhuman energy that really drew you towards him. And he told me that he'd just seen our band and he said, "You're doing exactly what you should be doing," which is, as an unsuccessful musician, a real, you know, a real inspirational message to hear. I think Joe Strummer, as well as a lot of other artists I most admire, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, people like that, are able to communicate that rock and roll has a ton of potential. It's not just like leather jackets or fashion. It has the really the potential to change lives. And I think that that's what Joe Strummer taught me. I think my hero, my biggest hero musically, is Bruce Springsteen, who is someone we've often been compared to. But I think I got the opportunity to play with Bruce over a year ago, and then about 9 months ago, I got to sit down with him briefly. And meeting your heroes, there's such an opportunity for them to disappoint you because they can't live up to all the things that you've hung on them. And the good news is, if your hero's Bruce Springsteen, he doesn't disappoint. You know, I think about, like, God, would I want to meet Bob Dylan? You know, like, what would I say? I would be scared. But, you know, to be able to sit down with Bruce and talk about rock and roll and his love for it, my love for it, and just be around someone with that much energy still for rock and roll and such a great career. I think musically, he's my hero.
Southtown girls won't blow you away, but you know that they'll stay. Southtown girls won't blow you away, but you know that they'll stay.
She got screwed up by religion. She got screwed by soccer players. She got high for the first time in the camps down by the banks of the Mississippi River. Long to be 17 forever. And she got confused about the truth, and she came to in a confession. She got high for the last time in the camps down by the banks of the river. Lord, to be 33 forever. She got screwed up by her vision. It was scary when she saw him. She didn't tell a single person about the camps on the banks of the Mississippi River. Lord, to be 17 forever. She got thrown out of the scene, and she got scared when it got druggy. The way the whispers built like fangs in the last hour of the party. Lord, to be 33 forever. Makes me sick, but after I get sick, I just get sad. Cause it burns being broke, hurts to be heartbroken, and always being both must be a drag. She's been calling me again. And she's been calling me again. Your little hood rat friend's been calling me again, and I can't stand all the things that she sticks into her skin, like sharpened ballpoint pens and steel guitar strings. She says it hurts, but it's worth it. Tiny little text etched into her neck, it said Jesus lived and died for all your sins. She's got blue-black ink, and it's scratched into her lower back. Says damn right I'll rise again. Yeah, damn right you'll rise again. I've been tested in the dark up in Penetration Park, and I've been plastered. I've been shaking hard and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been plowed. But I ain't never been with the little rat friend. I ain't never been with the little rat friend. Friend got me high though. We were 17 and stuck up in Osseo. She said it's funny how true love gets troubled by still water and washed up in the Mississippi River. Her clarinet was pointed at the people. She said St. Teresa came to me in dreams. She said I ain't gonna do anything sexual with you. I'm kind of saving myself for the scene. Dusted in the dark up in Penetration Park, and I've been plastered. I've been shaking on and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been proud. I ain't never been with your little red rat friend. I ain't never been
ghost there. And then we used to drink beneath this railroad bridge. Some nights the bus wouldn't even stop. There was just too many kids.
I was waiting for my ride and I got jumped from behind. I got punctured. I got stopped by the cops and they found it in my socks and I got groped. But I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friend. What makes you think I'm done with your little hood rat friend?
Kill the man.
I'll stand trial for it. I'll get back. Move!
Turn him loose. He said to turn loose of him.
I'm not. So go home.
I swear to God. Law Dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look. Now tell him to get back.
Go on now, get back.
Go on! Billy!
He'll kill me.
And you, music lover. You're next.
Drunk piano player. You're so drunk, you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns. One for each of you.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you. This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Short hair, boy, on the dark. into bed. Wrap your heel in bones of steel, turn the blade, twist of color. Autumn wind.